Blake were talking to some of your teammates about Dustin the other day, and some had been hopeful still and held out some hope that he'd be back this year until the news of this week. How about you? Had you been hopeful of that as well, or had you kind of given up on that notion?
Well, I think, you're hopeful. You miss him, you know what I mean? You miss him, and, I sat down with him right at the beginning of the season, and, our conversation was great, and I think it was just really important that, he know that, he doesn't owe anyone anything. I mean, the way that guy played the game, he brought it every night for this team and for our organization. So, I was pretty, obviously you're down about, he's such an important guy to us. And, I've been adamant over my time in Winnipeg that I wouldn't trade Buff for anyone in the league. And I meant that. So obviously a depleted blue line coming into the season, and then you lose your best guy. Selfishly it hurts, but you got to be respectful of guys, especially a guy that's brought it like he has for so long, and everything he's done for us. That was his decision to make. I mean, would you have preferred him to wake up in May or June and have those thoughts? I mean, selfishly, yeah, but these things are what they are, and I think I don't know if there's anyone that it's maybe harder for. I came here with Buff, and we've grown up in this organization together, and our wives are pretty much best friends, and two-thirds of our kids, the youngest ones are too young, but Lenny, Louie, Kai, and Kira are best friends, and so those are all the things that go beyond hockey that make it really tough, and obviously then you add the element to the ice, and staying here with the dreams of winning it all, and obviously Buff's a big part of that, makes it really tough without him. So big range of emotions, obviously, come full circle to answer your question. You're respectful of him in the beginning, a little bit frustrated, but when it comes down to it, I think I'm a player at the end of the day, and I'm respectful of a guy that if it's not your heart's not in it anymore, I mean, he doesn't owe anyone anything, and that, like I said, he brought it every night. So the love and respect I think that I have for him is kind of the overriding emotion now, after kind of going through a range of emotions all season. You don't know what you have till it's gone. You know what I mean? And shoot, we miss that guy.
Have you spoken to him since that one conversation then, or did it take you completely by surprise what has happened since, or have you sort of kept in touch?
I don't want to speak for him, but, I kept in touch a little bit here and there, and anyone that knows Buff knows that he's more likely to drop his phone in a fishing hole than he is to text you back. So, we've kept in touch a little bit here and there, obviously through the wives channel, hearing how he's doing, and just kind of let the situation play out. We have a group that's got to move on from that in here, and it's our focus to try to win in here. So we've had to move on, and when you get into the middle of the season, you don't have time to really worry about who's not here. You got to worry about the guys that are in the room, and certainly. An impact guy like him that you still have to keep his cap space on your books. It sets you back a little bit. So there's always that element of it too, that it's, it creates a void, kind of twofold. But at the end of the day, we as players don't make these decisions. It's out of our control. We just got to show up and do our best to try to win hockey games. And, stay in the fight, and that's all we've done all year.
So something to be said, Blake, or even admired for a guy almost going out on his own terms. This in pro sports, often guys don't go out on their own terms, right?
Well, that was kind of the gist of our conversation earlier in the season, and completely you know, that's what I was trying to be, you know, clear with him that, you know, if your heart's not in it, if it's not, you know, what you love to do and you don't want to do it anymore, then, I mean, it's not like he went through the motions for nine years here. You know, he busted his tail every day for this team and, you know, was such an impact player. So, you know, I think it's a very, very Buff way to do it. You know, Buff has always marched to the beat of his own drum, and you know, he's the type of guy that when his mind's set on something, that's the way it is. And you know, so I think that's probably where it's at today. And but like I said, you know, the way he played for this organization over 8 years is kind of, you know, where I've come back to, you know, especially when you don't have him, you know, like I said, it's, you just really appreciate, you know, how hard he played every single night and how much you miss him.
Don't want to speak for him, but any insight as to why you think he maybe came to that decision? Was it just the injuries last year catching up? Or?
I have no idea. You know, that would be unfair for me to speculate, because that's what it would be. It'd be speculation. Obviously, he and I have talked, and but, you know, I doubt you're going to get him in front of a microphone. You might one day, and then you can try to ask him that question. But, you know, I don't want to put any words in Buff's mouth.
You'd be surprised to see him in the league again, though? Would that be fair?
I don't know. Surprise wouldn't be the right word. You know, I think when this all came out, you know, came up, it was a surprise initially. And so having gone through it, you know, if you were to wake up one day and still got it, you know, you never know. Hopefully it would hopefully picks us again, but you know, I like I said, I can't speak for him again. Would I be surprised? Nothing would surprise me, but you just never know.
There will be some who will want to paint him as a villain and all this. Is that fair?
You know, in pro sports, I think there's so much tied into wins and losses and production, and it's so, you know, it's a business, and I think what gets lost sometimes is the human element of it. And Buff's a person, you know, and he's no different than anyone else. And you know, nobody will probably ever know everything that he's played through and the things that he's gone through to go to work every day for this organization in this city. And he's probably the most popular player ever in our history of our franchise for those things, you know, how hard he played and the physicality. So, you know, I think that gets lost sometimes, is just, you know, he's a guy, he's a person, he's got three young kids. You know, he did it as hard as he could for as long as he could, and if he doesn't have it, you know, doesn't feel like he has it anymore, and he wants to focus his attention elsewhere on, you know, his family, let it be at that. You know, I don't think that makes him a villain. I think it might have set this team back a little bit this year and put us in a tough spot. There's no question there, but I mean, he's a guy, you know, and I think you just gotta. I think overall people will get to that point, you know, once it's all said and done, and once some of the bad taste of that goes away, you know, people will wake up and say, man, Buff was, he was one of the great ones for this organization.
Do you have a favorite memory or something that stands out specifically when you think of him?
Oh man, I mean, there's too many to count. I mean, off the ice, there's a lot that I probably can't talk to you about. You know, some of the hits he had. I mean, I was on the ice when he hit Mark Stone. I was like 10 feet behind him, and there'll never be a bigger hit as far as I'm concerned. That was just ridiculous how hard that hit was. Couple in the playoffs, you know, a few years ago on the Wild guys, you know, dragging a couple guys out of the pile and ragdolling a few guys, you know, in scrums. They're just things that you don't see. People can't do except for Buff. And, you know, you feel lucky to have him on your team at those times, but then, you know, when you don't have him, you really realize what you had.